Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Riddle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sissel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Jamison moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jamison tags and moves to third. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Shires reaches second base with a double. Metzler scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it and throws to second for the out. Hodapp moves to third. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunfield. Hodapp scores. Sewell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Riddle and he is safe. Sewell steals third. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. Sewell scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Hudlin moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hudlin scores. Jameson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan now playing right field. Bibb Falk now playing left field. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. Two outs. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hodapp. The throw from Riddle and he is out, Hunfield applying the tag. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Faber, and towards Com, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Shires takes first base on ball 4. Hunfield moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Wieland now pitching. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hudlin hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive towards first. Shires reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil moves to third. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Riddle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Cecil scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Bob Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell is hit by the pitch. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Hodapp moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hudlin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cecil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Riddle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fonseca strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Com reaches third base with a triple. Dave Harris pinch hits for Johnny Riddle. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Com tags and scores. One out. It's 5-3, Indians. Ernie Smith pinch hits for Bob Wieland. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morgan. Smith reaches second base with a double. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and moves to third. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Autry now catching. Ted Blankenship now pitching. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goldman hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Falk moves to third. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hudlin hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Falk scores. Goldman moves to third. It's 6-3, Indians. Pat Carraway now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shires strikes out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Jolly moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Fonseca bunts in front of the plate. Autry fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to second. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field. Metzler picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Metzler. Averill scores. Hodapp moves to third. It's 7-3, Indians. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-4 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Falk moves to second. 2 outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Com hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Jeffries pinch runs for Chick Autry. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Pat Carraway. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whatwood. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Whatwood steals second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.